Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it meant her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Hello, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I did. I got to see my wife's family in Ohio. It was cold up there, man. I'm telling you, we don't know what cold is. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. I got Don on the board. He does a great job. We're going to have, we got the lines open today. 210-599-5555. That's 210-599-5555. We won't make fun of you. We'll answer any question. We'll talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the car business, tell the trade secrets. Oh, man, I had a little time on the airplane and a little time at my father-in-law, so I started the next book, and I came up with one section is the big secret. Oh, man, I got a lot of stuff. I could write a whole book on the big secret. The big secret, let's keep you all in the dark. How much money it takes to open the doors. How much money it takes for us to get rich and famous and love being content. Because, you know, when money's a factor, there's never enough. We can't get enough of it. We need bigger and better everything. And right now, I was over to Covert before I left out on Monday, and they're out of 17s. So if you've got somebody that's left with 17s, maybe they're not good dealers. Maybe they don't do it right. Maybe they don't take care of the customers right, because they're out of 17s. I've got a buddy of mine that wanted a 17 brand new Chevrolet truck, but there's none left. Why? Because they make great deals. But there's good dealers and there's bad dealers. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if you got anything for sale, don't forget us. We want to make an offer on your car. You need to know. You need a second opinion of what your car is worth. You need an opportunity to sell it. Now, junk's not bringing a whole lot of money, but nice low-miles cars are. I was watching an ad from True Car, and I was a member of True Car for a little while, but let me explain something to you. They look at sales of cars, and they average them out. But what happens when you run across a really nice unit? I mean a nice one that's been well taken care of, looks right, does right, everything's right. Well, they're going to tell you it's not a great deal when it is. You'll miss an opportunity to own an exceptional vehicle because they're going to tell you, oh, it's too high or it's out of being a good deal or something like that. See, they're computer people, and they're taking information on sales. Now, did that sales pop up and tell them this car's been abused? Did that sales pop up and say, oh, man, it needed a lot of work? Did that sales tell them it'd been wrecked 2, 3, 4 times? Did that report tell them anything like that? Now, how can they do a real good study and give you real good information if they don't know the past history of that car? Now, let's take that into a person. What about a good person? Aren't they better friend than a person that lies and cheats and does everything else? I mean, you know, everything in life has good, bad, and the ugly. So these guys that are building these systems sometimes don't know the market because they don't live, breathe, and eat the market like I do. I see the problems. I see the issues. I see what's going on in the business. So we're here to give you a better eye-opening, open-minded way of looking at the car business to make a better decision. Worst investment we can make on earth is transportation. It eats money. It costs money. It needs to be fixed. It needs insurance. It's got all kinds of issues. And we want to get our money's worth out. Do you like wasting money? You know, we're spending time at this radio station. Elizabeth Ruiz is in there working on Sunday. Her time is valuable, but she's spending time working. Now, when she earns that money, does she want to put it on a car that's losing value? Is that the way that works? Do you want to spend all your working time putting on something that you're trying to outrun the value, hoping it's worth something? Well, think about it that way. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today, but be sure and give us a call, 210-599-5555. There's no dumb questions. Only dumb questions, one you don't ask. And this market, we're going in December to remember. We'll talk a little bit about that. We get an opportunity. And also, oh, man, I'm sick at my stomach when I watch these TV ads on title loans. Man, come get Christmas money so you can blow it on Christmas presents, and we can overcharge you on interest. Overcharge you on interest. I told you about working with a credit union, and the head man and I were talking about interest rates. And I said, well, what's the interest rate on title loan? He said, oh, about 40%. I know it's high. I said, well, what if I told you it's 100%? He said, no possible way. I said, what if I told you it's 200%? He said, I thought you were just making that up. I said, what if I told you it's 300%? He said, I think you're crazy. Well, I got news for you. I guess I'm crazy. Somebody's crazy because it's 330% interest. Can you imagine enticing people to come in and getting 1,000? They showed 1,000 today and 3,000 and 10,000. And I can go spend this money and make everybody happy. But how? I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to lose my transportation. And these title loans are going to make thousands and thousands of dollars on me. And it's illegal in other states, but not in Texas. As we go, boys, yeah, come on in here. We're gonna have these title loans. We're gonna let our boys and the senators and the House representatives have these licenses, you know, Bubba. Yeah, let them get rich, and we're not gonna say nothing against them. No, yeah, we elect these officials to help us. We put them in office to look out for us, to make the right laws, to do the right things, make the right decisions and choices, and then they put title loans out there. And then when you borrow, hey, stop and think about this. How'd you like to be walking in April, May? That's about when you're going to be walking if you make a title loan and get you some Christmas money. Yes, blow that Christmas money. All we want is our title, our car back. Our money back. We don't want your car. Bologna, they repo 95% of them, and they take them to the auctions, and I watch them sell. And they make a lot of money. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, please don't do a title loan, and not for Christmas money. If you need money so bad, hey, for one thing, kiss them and hug them and tell them I love you. That's my Christmas present to you. Don't go out and spend a bunch of money that you don't have. That's not the right choice. Right choice is to love. You know, I'm reading a book. I just picked up a book, and I'll tell you about it later on, but it's really talking about the meaning of life. What makes us motivate us? What, you know, see, and I'm going to tie this together with December to remember, because love motivates us. And, you know, and so they're going to take these December to remember commercials, and they're going to show how your wife's going to love you so much because you bought them a new automobile. Are you looking for excuse to buy a vehicle? Are you looking for excuse? You know, they're enticing you to buy something to make somebody happy. And about 4 months down the road, when there ain't nothing left in the bank account, you have to remind them you got to make the payment. Maybe that love will fly out the window. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If you have to buy a vehicle to get your wife to love you, well, there's only two kinds of people in this world, givers and takers. I keep telling you that. You can judge everybody by that way. The givers keep giving. They love. They care. Takers don't care. They want more. There's never enough. They're never happy. So if you got to buy your wife a brand new car to make her happy, maybe there's some other issues in there. Maybe there's some issues with you. Do you feel guilty? I need to buy her a new car. I've been cheating on her. I need to buy a new car. I've been doing something bad. I've been treating her bad. You know, maybe you ought to treat her better. Show a little love. That's it. Who do you love, baby? Yeah. So I don't think we need to buy a vehicle to show our love. Hey, be kind, be generous, be loving. And Hey, if you want to go spend $50,000 on one of them high-dollar vehicles and drive it off the showroom floor and $10,000 flies out of your back pocket, you don't think so? Go take that car back about 2 months later and ask them what they'll give cash, not trading cash, and see how much they'll give you back. This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. Hope you're having a great Sunday. I tell you what, is football on? Yeah, I see. I got it up there on the TV, but let me tell you something. There were some great football games yesterday, but I've lost interest in the pros. I mean, we got prima damas playing these kids' games, and they're wanting to tell us how to run our country. Excuse me, you just got out of college. You flunked college, and you had tutors, and you had everybody helping you through it. You want to tell us how to honor and respect our country. Have we lost respect for our country? Maybe so. I don't know. Well, anyway, so let's think about what you're going to do next year. Have we got a plan for next year? What are you going to do about your finances? What are you going to do about getting ready? If you're deciding right now when you need to buy a vehicle, you need to be deciding right now of being prepared, mentally, physically, and spiritually ready on your next purchase. I've got a list in my book coming up of how to get prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually. Because you got to be prepared. You're going into a battle. You don't realize how much big money there is. You think it takes a lot of money? Well, I mean, now they're telling us that the Dallas Cowboys worth $5 billion. $5 billion? Yeah, Dallas Cowboys worth $5 billion. Well, it's car dealerships are not that much money. But car dealerships is a livelihood of people trying to make a living on a lot less salary versus these big football teams, and everybody's got millions coming in. But they're more detailed, more educated than these football teams. I mean, I've got right here we go, I've got ads. I'm going to put it on Facebook, on Randy Adams' Facebook, if you want to see it. Long-term success takes endurance. Well, that just happens to be Endurance Dealer Services. And that long-term success is, let's play football with your money. Let's have where the car game is your money is how we keep score. And the more money we make, the better score we have. And guess what? You have zero. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have zero at the end of the month. But it says here, man, I tell you, I love these articles. This is for dealers. This is not public. You know, at Endurance DS, we value our partners, and that's the dealers, not you, and work together to create a unique opportunities that you can leverage to keep production levels high. That's making money. Production levels is money, and acquire more dealership business. Wow. And it says at the bottom here, it says EDS gives you the staying power for long-time success and profitability. Oh, yes. Hey, I keep telling you, you don't believe me. We go to school in the car business forever. Forever. Doctors go to school for 8 years. Lawyers go to school for 8 years. But not car dealers. We go to school forever. And I got another article here. Time on your side. I'm showing an article right there. It's on one of these car dealer deals. It says here in my 2,500 plus hours of dealership classroom instruction. 2,500 hours. And that's just one class. One class is 2,500 hours of dealership and classroom instruction. I found that people memorize and retain the information differently. Everyone learns at their own pace. But there's no doubt that the majority of sales and F&I pros have a difficult time memorizing scripts. They do not enjoy play-rowing activities. They struggle at new practicing conversations. Well, that's just a part of the education that dealerships go through. That's just part of the changes. We've had changes over the years that you would not believe what I've seen, what I've experienced, what I've gone through. And the last 50 years of changing the car business, That's right. I'm writing a book about it, too. I got notes in the spiral notebook trying to get think about way back how it used to be, how the owners were, you know, and how there was one owner. Now corporations are taking over this business, demanding, because they're putting it on stock exchange, demanding big profits for their shareholders. And so that comes in effect with you, what it takes. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. We'll talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right now, there's some stuff on the market that's pretty cheap. We're seeing some stuff that's available in cargo vans and 15-passenger vans. And not right now. I finally got caught up, and I've got some help at my office, so please call me. I've got some time to look at some cargo vans, running or not. I'm about to bid 100 trucks for one company. That's coming up pretty quick here. We've got some other stuff that's happening in the business. But stop and think about this. How many times has your CPA told you at the end of the year, get rid of everything. Get rid of anything you don't need. Write off the trucks. Write off the vans. Write off anything equipment. So give us a call. Do it now. The last 2 weeks of the year, who knows who's going to be working? I may not be working. I don't know. I might be on vacation. I might be in seeing some other relatives of mine. So then you need to get rid of that stuff so you can write it off for this year because you made too much money or, you know, in those situations. But right at the last week of the year, I get so many calls, unbelievable calls. And so we can't handle everybody. So if you've got some units that you need to sell, I think I've got the time to get to you right now. So be sure and give us a call. Be glad to work with you. I want to buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, hello, we've got a caller online. Thanks for calling Randy Adams. Is this Paul? Is that correct?
That's correct, Randy. I got a question for you. I've got a 2012 Mercedes E350 with 148,000 miles on it. Had a tune-up at all. Same battery. I changed the oil every 10,000 miles on it. And, third set of tires, put the brakes on it at 100,000 miles. How long should this thing last? I'm just amazed.
That is amazing. And you've had good luck with that car, because we've had a lot of issues with the Mercedes, especially after 06, 07. You know, and the value wholesale wise, if we took it to the auction today, it'd bring somewhere around $6,000. So, I mean, I'd run it until I got tired of looking at it.
I'm with you. That's what I just want to hear you say, Randy.
I mean, you know, you're sitting on something that won't bring a whole lot of money. I'd run it and keep going till if it starts to have any issues, and then it'll bring $2,000 to $3,000. So, I mean, I think you can get $3,000 worth of use out of it in the next probably 6 months to a year. Evidently, you put some miles on it.
I just didn't know if, 150,000 miles, 148,000 miles, maybe 200,000 miles on it isn't going to be bad. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like certain diesels we've learned. They're either good ones or bad ones. And I think all cars have got a different personality. And, you know, and some of them will last a long time and some won't. And, you know, and we've seen the E350s. I got one in the other day and we spent a month working on it. You know, odds and ends and fixing things and doing this and that and the other. Mechanically, it was fine. But, man, we spent a lot of money on odds and ends, and you know, and it only had 80,000 miles.
Wow.
So, I mean.
The other thing I want to tell you is in 2015, I called you about my 2012 Corvette Grand Sport. And I told you I was offering $40,000 for it. You told me to hold out for 41, and I got it.
Great.
Thank you for an extra $1,000.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, that was the market, and that's what I tried to do, to tell you what's going on. And I want you to know what's going on and take the best opportunity of what you got. You paid for it. It's your property, and I want you to have the best. I want people to have, you know, I had a customer call me the other day wanting to sell me a unit. And I said, hey, I'm going to give this, but I got news for you. That is a great unit. You're going to sell it. It's hot. If you stick it up for sale, you know, it'll go away. And they got 3,000 more, and they caught the right buyer with plenty of money, and they could afford it, and it worked out well for them. It was a crew cab Chevrolet 4x4, you know, and I told them this was a wholesale market, but you've got a great unit. You've taken care of it, and evidently you've taken care of this car. That's what the key is, how you take care of it. You know, there's certain cars in this market that won't hold up on the average person. But evidently, you know how to take care of a car, and you've got the life. That way you get your money out of it.
I do take care of the car, I can tell you that.
That's the key. If you have any other questions, give me a call on my mobile. Okay. I always give it out second half of the show, and I'll give it today, and I appreciate your call. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for calling. Now we got John online. Hello, John. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm a frequent caller.
Great.
I have a. I'd like to see. Give me a just ballpark on my truck. It's an 02 F350 Lariat. It's got 228,000 on it.
Diesel.
Diesel, yes.
7.3. Is it an XLT or? And you said it's a Lariat, four wheel drive.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Four wheel drive. 202,000 miles. It's worth $8,000 to $9,000, depending on the condition. And if it's a real real stand-up nice one, it'll bring 10 to 11.
Well, it's a cream puff. It's a
yeah, that's wholesale figure. That's not retail. And there's still a lot of people out there wanting that unit. That's a very desirable unit. Because everybody knows they'll go to 450,000 miles with no problem.
Well, you know, it's the first vehicle ever paid for as new. It's the only vehicle I've ever bought new. And I can't believe how much money those things are going for today.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. 85 grand for that same truck is just, I can't see it. I paid $40,500 for that one.
Yeah.
And that's 15 years ago, but I still don't think there should be up in almost 90,000 for these trucks.
Well, and we're not through. They're going to continue to keep going up, and, you know, and we're still going to see a lot of loss of value. Now, you got your money's worth out of that unit. You got 15 years of unit. And it's still worth the money. And sounds like what you bought it new and everything. It's probably worth 11, you know, 10 or 11.
Okay.
And but what you still need it, don't you?
No, I'm going to keep it. You said 450. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh yeah, we've had a bunch of them in with over 400,000 miles. Bunch of them, and still running, driving, doing everything right. We had one in with 470 not long ago, and it didn't have any blow by. The guy did put a new transmission in it, but it ran and shifted great, and we sold the unit.
All right. Well, fine. Appreciate it for your time.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for what you do. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate it. You have a good week, sir.
You too. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. We're going to talk about a minute, and then we're going to take a little quick break. So if you got time, you want to give us a call, 210-599-5555. This is Randy Adams, KTSA 550 AM and 107.1 FM. I tell you, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in this market, a lot of stuff that people don't understand, a lot of, well, training, being able to push your button, emotions, just like December to Remember. It's a lot of emotion. And, you know, right now, there's so many people on the units talking about, what are we going to do? What's the market going to do? You know, what are we going to get our money's worth out of? You know, but we don't want to tell you how much money you're really going to lose. Well, that's what I want to do. I want you to wake up and see what's going on. Time for a break, Don. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. We'll catch all the people online, 210-599-5555. This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. Remember, that, you know, let's make decisions today that'll pay off tomorrow. Because I got news for you. We let excitement, emotions take control of us, and we'll buy something today we wish we hadn't tomorrow.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Here come old bad news. Well, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, 'cause everybody knows I'm bad news. Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go, always getting into trouble. Well, I hate to tell you all the bad news, but I'm going to tell you it's a fact of life. That's what the big secret in my next book's going to be. You know, how do we keep everybody in the dark in the car business? Everything hidden. Nothing, nobody knowing what's going on. Give us a call here at KTSA, 550 AM and 107.1 FM. This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. Is it Irwin? Is that correct? How you doing? Hello, Mr. Hermes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How you doing, Ms. Hermes?
Hi, this is Mike Hermes.
Yellow,
did
Mike.
Did I leave my phone there yesterday?
Sir?
Did I leave my phone there yesterday at the radio show?
I don't know, Mike. Did he leave his phone? I don't see it. Nope.
Okay, it would have been in the other room.
All right.
Go into the...
Okay. We'll take a look. Thank you.
All right.
So anyway, bad news is that we're losing this money, we're buying on emotions, and we've got everybody in the world trying to figure out how to keep it that way. That's what's amazing to me, that the secrets never really boil out, really flow out. But there's so many people that flow through the business, are they not knowing? I mean, you take guys, well, of course, you know, I've talked about this before. I've got a lot of people that have retired because they're, you know, I've been in the business so long. I know so many people that have worked in the business and they're needing to buy a vehicle. And now when they go to try to buy one, they can't understand how to buy one because the system has changed. The people have changed. The dealerships are the same, but people are struggling to get by on it. Well, anyway, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. There's no dumb questions. You know, freedom means life. There is nothing so exhilarating as knowing that the past is forgiven and that new options await. Are you enslaved by something or someone? Do you feel like you're enslaved by your old payment? I mean, so many people owe so much money on their vehicle. It feels so good. A gentleman called on that Ford truck. It's paid for. You know, he's going to keep it. What kind of satisfaction, what kind of contentment does he have that he owns that truck? It's paid for. He's got no major issues with it. He don't have to replace it with an $80,000 truck. So, I mean, what's the feeling? Have you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had that content feeling you're happy with what you own, what you're doing, direction you're going? Well, that's where I'm trying to get you to make better decisions. Make decisions today that'll pay off tomorrow. This market right now is crazy. You take nice, good cars are bringing. Hey, I can go to the auction all this week, and you've got exceptional, nice car. Throw the book away. Throw True Cars figures away. Throw Kelley Blue Book's figures away. Because that car will bring $2,000-$3,000 over. Give you an example. We had a 02 Chevrolet pickup. Z71 extended cab 4x4 black with 96,000 miles and a nice truck. Just to give you an example. Book on it's probably somewhere around $3,500 to $4,000. I had dealers running up to me before it ran through the auction. And they wanted to give 65 and 7. I said, no, the truck will bring more money now. Well, book says, so I'm sorry, it's worth more than book. Book says, I like the truck better than book. And it brought $9,500. Plus, that buyer had to pay sales fee. We're talking about $350 to buy that truck at the auction. So he paid $9,850. Now, what would True Car say if you were asking $9,900? Retail for that truck. They'd say, oh, no, that's a bad deal. You got all these people that are trying to tell you what the market is. And so we had that truck sitting in my lot for 3 weeks. Nobody would buy it at $99.50. And then we stick it at the auction, and that buyer ends up walking out the door paying $98.50. And he's going to add money to that. He's going to make profit. So that's just trying to explain to you that sometimes if you listen to some of these so-called experts, they'll miss the market. You'll miss an opportunity to own a great truck. See, now that truck, you could put 40,000 miles on it, keep it under 140, and 2-3 years from now, it'll still bring $7,000. But the book says at that time, it'll be out of the book or it'll be down to $2,500 to $3,000. See, the market doesn't go by the books. That book does not. Here's the easy way to explain the book value. That book doesn't buy cars. That book don't know what they're worth. And that book can't pay for one. And that book can't look at it and see if it's a nice car, a rough car, a wrecked car, or whatever. So you've got to understand to look at every unit differently. Understand how it's been taken care of. And I mean, we can shine one up, man. But just like when you go to these new car dealerships, you ever drove off in a brand new car and you thought it was the nicest, prettiest one in the world? And then a couple of days later, oh, man, it looks like everybody else's car. Go through a couple of rainy days, and the shine's off, and it's dirty. And you're back out there spit-shining it, you know, and you're making, you're parking it out on HG parking lot down toward 281 so nobody puts no door dings on it. Then after about 6 months, you park it right up front, and you don't care if somebody puts a door ding on it. I was at a dealership several years ago. This is probably 15 years ago. Gentleman walks out on a brand new truck, takes his stuff out of his old truck, and he takes a hammer. And this is the truth. I watched it. I witnessed it. He hits the front fender with it and puts a little ding in it. And the salesman says, "What'd you do that for?" He said, "Now I don't have to worry about it. It's got a ding in it. I ain't going to worry about it. If somebody else puts a ding, I ain't going to get mad at them. I'm not going to threaten to whoop them or nothing." He said, it's already used. He said, "I got news for you. It's used when I drive it off this floor, ain't it?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, Mr. So-and-so, you know, when you find your title, let us know." And he's cleaning off stuff off his dash. And there was the title. He'd paid cash for it, and he paid cash for that one. Title come in. He threw it on the dash. He had a pile of stuff so deep it's unbelievable. And the title's sitting in there. He said, "Wow, what's this all about?" Hey, put your titles up. We bought a unit the other day, and we picked the unit up, and the customer was going to go file for a lost title. So we're going down the road and pull up to the office. We open the glove compartment, and there's the man's title. So we call the dealership and said, "Hey, tell the man we have the title and we'll bring it back." Of course, we were out of town, so we had to wait till the next day or two to take it back to him. Now, some dealers would have held the title for a week or two or three, but we knew the truck would sell right away. We need the title. We need the title in order to collect our money. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. That's 210-599-5555. Also, get a pen and paper. In a minute, I'm going to give you the number to my mobile, and that way you can call me any time, you know, that you can. I mean, I answer questions all day long with the listeners. I listen to you. I learn. I love Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen and add to their learning. I learn from you what you want to know, what's going on, how can I help, how can I be better at what I'm doing, you know. So, but how big is the truth in your life? Salespeople don't want you to know the truth, the big secret. Man, I tell you what, I've been having fun with that, writing notes and putting stuff together. It's been pretty interesting to me, you know. So there's so much to talk about, so much. You know, you talk about fake news and fake this. I mean, there's fake transportation. You know, just like I was talking about that guy. If you take care of a vehicle, it'll last. But it's, you know, you've got to take care of it. There's certain cars in the market that other buy here, pay here. And we're getting close to that market. You know, we got income tax checks coming soon. So be prepared. take your income tax money and buy a cash car. Hey, I'll tell you what, let's start thinking about it now. Let me get off the subject in a minute and start talking. If you're out there and you're depending on your income tax check to buy your next vehicle, start planning now. Start looking now. Start understanding. Instead of buying a car a little better and paying $10,000 too much and 27% interest, buy something that will last you a year or two for a lot less money and pay cash. I've had a lot of people tell me that. Of course, I've only got one buy here, pay here dealership that I recommend. And he quit advertising with me because he said my listeners were too tough to deal with. Isn't that wonderful? I loved it. He said, what are you talking about, Randy? I said, at least they're listening. At least they're learning. That's what I want. That's the success. That's the thrill I get out of this show, is teaching people to look what's going on in this world, what's going on with their finances, what's going on with their transportation. Hello, Todd. Thank you for calling Randy Adams on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com on KTSA. How you doing today?
Awesome. Great. Hey, my wife and I are looking for either a 2015 Ford Explorer or a Acura MDX. We want a third row. And wanting to pay cash, and I know there, I just see there's so many different price ranges. You can get them from $15,000 to $40,000 for that.
Right.
And one of the ones that we looked at, they said that the Ford Explorer does have a lot of maintenance issues. Is that true? And we're also looking at safety. We had a good friend pass away from a head-on collision, and right now we're driving Pontiac Vibe, and it's $200,000.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of that one.
Yeah.
You know, I personally like Explorers. And when it comes to maintenance and work, actually, I've spent more time on MDXs than I have the Explorers. We don't have much problem with Explorers. They're pretty good units. I've had some 15s and 16s lately that we've sold, and they've been available. But personally, for the money-wise and for the longevity, evidently you keep a vehicle and you get your money's worth. I'd sure look at.
So what should we be looking at? Because we don't want to buy new, but around a 2015, we have up to 25 to spend.
You can get one for that, like, with good miles.
Yeah.
You can be under that. The MDX, you're not going to be under that.
Right.
And they've got a lot of little odds and ends that you got to work on. And I mean, it's, and I'm not real crazy about their transmissions.
Okay. Anyone you recommend in the Houston area? We're in Beaumont, but they don't have much inventory there.
That's a good question. First off, I'd be checking for flood cars, because we have flood cars here. You know. But no, I'd just get online and start searching. And if you run across something, take my mobile down, and I'll be glad to give you a market report or any help I can, on that. And,
awesome.
I'll give my mobile number in just a minute. But, you know, I'd honestly look at an Explorer if it was, I was in that same situation, the money you're wanting to spend, you know, because
okay. We've
had good luck with those, and I've just had several. I just had 11 with 158,000 miles, and I just had a 12 with 144,000 miles, and the people didn't have any problems with them. And we drove them, and I couldn't how good they still. They were tight, and they ran and drove good, and there was no problems with them.
Awesome.
And, but
well,
I just sold, like I said, a couple of the friends of mine some 15s, and they love them so far, and that's what I recommend for that size and that situation.
Awesome.
And I wouldn't be afraid to drive up to San Antonio, you know, to check with some, and I can give you some numbers and situation if you don't find anything down in that area. I know that there's some flood situations also in your area from what I've heard.
Yep.
And you'll find a little cleaner car up here than down there. We have a lot of deep.
That's where we move from, San Antonio. My wife's in the Air Force, so we move all the time.
Right.
Okay, so, perfect. Well, I'll list it off.
Thank you, Todd.
Those people there in San Antonio. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. You bet. My phone number is 830-708-4789. And if I'm busy, keep trying. Don't, and I mean, and I write notes down on everything, and I'm getting where I'm trying to do better on keeping the notes. I lost a sheet full of people's phone numbers here not long ago. And I told them online, please call me back. My number is 830-708-4789. I'll answer any questions. It doesn't matter to me. Be glad to help you anyway. Just like Todd, be glad to give him a market report, what he's looking at, where to look, and what to do. Because this is a very tough situation with a lot of options, a lot of opportunities. And, you know, here, this man's, hey, here's another car, a Pontiac Vibe, but he's kept for 200,000 miles. He's got his money's worth. He's taking care of that unit. You know, and I've seen a lot of those units, and they're usually, their life was about 140, 150, but he's already stretched it out because he takes care of it. You know, take this, when you make the right decision and you really work on it and you really study on it and you really take care of it, you're going to find out that that unit, you know, will last you longer. And Pontiac Vibes don't have the best reputation of lasting that long, but evidently they take care of it, you know, so we see that, but we also see those units with 60, 70, and 80,000 miles that the person doesn't take care of it. Have we taught our children how to take care of an automobile, their possessions? You know, because maybe we give them too much, and we do too much for them, and we do the maintenance for them. So when they get on their own, do they have that example? Have they do that education so they can do what they need to do about making the right choices? And having our unit last a long time. We need to spend time with our children, with our friends, with our relatives. You know, I get all these questions, and it's great. I love answering them. But we need to train our children in what the right way to do everything is. So give me a call anytime. That's 830-708-4789. And also here with the radio station, we got a couple of minutes if you got a couple of quick questions. 210-599-5555. That's 210-599-5555. You know, and mistakes are effective teachers. But, you know, here people make mistakes, but, you know, we don't go to school for it. We don't have that education for it. And they make the mistakes, and they keep doing it. The circle of debt is what I call it. The circle of always having all these payments. And we think it's the American way? Do we think we need to keep paying these payments on these cars that these dealerships will keep open? I don't know. So it's kind of a crazy situation, but that's why I'm trying to explain and look and study on the big secret. Hello, is that Flossie? Is that correct?
Hello, hi, Patrick.
Patrick, hello, Patrick. How you doing?
Hi, man. Okay, you're great. You're very entertaining and so on. Could you name the buy here, pay here guy? Unless you said you wouldn't, just it might help people if you think he's good.
Oh, I think he's the best. I've sold him cars. I've watched him price cars. I've seen how he's done business. And he's the most honest dealer that I know in San Antonio. It's Friendly Auto Sales on Southwest Military Drive. And I've sold him cars. I took him a group of cars last year, and I watched him price them. And he didn't overprice them like buy here, pay here, place. Because I sell the buy here, pay here places all over town. And then we pull up, and we can see what they price them at. Some of these guys add $10,000. And then you're paying 27% interest on top of that. And with bad credit, you got to struggle.
Kill them on trade-in.
Sir?
And they kill them on trade-in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And so, but it's...
All right, say the name again. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and it's Friendly Auto Sales. In fact, their phone number, and I know it because I've only been doing business with them over 40 years. Charlie's the owner. It's 210-922-8001. And I don't have it written down here, but I've called him 10,000 times. That was back when we didn't have all our phone numbers in our phone, too. But I remember his number, and I know his mobile number. And he's a great guy to do business with, and that's the only one I recommend. But like I said, he said my customers were too tough on him. I said, good, they're learning. But he's the only guy that I... Sir?
Advisor is really a Toyota, just for the heck of it. I wanted to point that out. And I'll get out of the way. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Patrick. So, you know, and so now we're looking at right around the corner, we're going to look at our income tax checks coming back. They're going to come back quick. So what are you going to do with your income tax money? Don't think it's free money from the government. It's your money you've been paying in all year. So let's start looking, studying, and asking questions now. Start talking to people. You know, I explained the other day that a friend of mine was driving a truck, and man, I liked his truck, but I never thought he was going to sell it. Well, he got a truck from his company. And so here he comes in this company truck, and you know, and he said, I sold my truck to CarMax. I said, you did what? He said, yeah, I sold my car to CarMax, my truck. I said, he said, they gave me $6,000. I like to pass out. I told him, I said, your truck, I'd give eight in a heartbeat and made money from it. I said, they don't understand the business as well as I do, and they're not participating. They're on salary, and they don't care. They've got to answer to somebody for not giving too much money for it. I said, man, I should have asked you if you ever, I should have told you if you ever want to sell that truck. I know you were in love with it. He said, I just don't need it, Randy. I got a company truck. They tell me to drive it all 24 hours of the day. I said, well, that's my fault. I should have told you I want to buy your vehicle. I want it. He said it had 170,000 miles on it. I said, I would have still bought it and loved to have it. He said, well, it had a couple of issues. I said, no big deal. I'd have fixed them. So that, you know, what man makes breaks. We're used to it. If something's not wrong with one of them, we have a party. Yeah, I mean, that's the way it's been lately. I mean, every one of them needs money spent on them. And if, hey, and my mother taught me years ago, if money will fix it, it ain't broke. Think about that a minute. If money will fix it, it ain't broke. But see, that's the way the car business covers up a lot of stuff. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get you a new one. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll sell you a warranty some other time. Oh, don't worry about it. But, you know, I've talked to so many people lately that are buried in their unit. I just had a man at church today ask me, he said, Randy, I bought extended warranty on my new car, and I've realized I got a warranty. I listened to your show, and he said, you're right. I do have a warranty on the car. Why did I buy a warranty? He said, can I get any of that money back? And I said, what'd you pay for it? When he told me what he paid for it, I said, you should get a bunch of money back for extended warranty that you're not going to use. I said, you know, you've been saving your money, you paid cash, you did everything right, but when they got you in the F&I department, you ended up paying, you know, plenty of money for it. So that's the problem. That's the key. How hard do you work for your money? Are you making that kind of money that it doesn't matter after tax dollar? Talking to a big banker recently, we've talked about, you know, a lot of these credit unions now are going to start selling extended warranties and GAP. And they're not out to make a bunch of money on the extended warranties and GAP. They're out to protect and help their customer. Well, see, this is what this show's all about. This is out to help and protect. Covert and Bastrop, we had a show in Austin. They love my show. Why? Because it proved the community he wants you educated. Well, we need a credit union that wants to show that we want the public educated, that we're their farm. We want them educated. We want the best farm. We want them making better decisions. We want them to use their money wisely. We want them to realize what loss of value is, how much they're going to lose when they purchase something, and make that better decision. And that's what this show's about. You thinking outside the box. You're not the regular person that wants to have payments the rest of your life. You know, all these financial advisors say if you'll put $350 a month away for 30 years, you can retire. Well, I got news for you. Cut your car payment down $350 and you got it there. You don't have to struggle or do it any other way. I see car payments right now from $600 to $1,000 a month. We had a lady in there the other day. I told y'all about it. She's wanting to buy a $20,000 car, had $1,000 down, and it's $700 a month for 72 months. I said, do you realize you're paying over $50,000 for that car? No. She said, I'm paying $20,000. I said, well, add the payments up, lady. It's $50,000 you're paying for that car. Did they lie to you, or you just don't understand what's going on? This is Randy Adams, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. Be sure and give me a call, 830 708-478-9. I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want to buy your vehicle. I want to tell you what it's worth. And I've had a lot of people, and one lady called last week. It took 15 minutes, easy process. God bless you. Hey, forgive everybody. Live longer. 99% of addictions are tied to unforgiveness to mother, father, or spouse. Don't waste your energy with hating or disputing with somebody. Forgive them and walk away. Hey, how much mercy and grace do you want? The more you give, the more you'll get. God bless you, San Antonio. I love you. Next week.